Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. You love Julia Michaels, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
Her voice is just like captivating.
Yeah. Was the issue song? Yeah, Brynn has always loved her. Like, you were the first one to really sit up and take notice of her when we started hearing those songs. You're like, oh, I really love that tune. That's a J.P. Sachs. Yeah.
Who's
and then
this?
It's Julia Michaels. He just loves her. He's just, I don't know.
Sometimes, are you framing him again?
No, he does love her.
Is this that, like, he was crying earlier, the frame that you did on him?
You know I wasn't framing him for that.
You framed him.
You were in here.
Sarah's like,
I called him out.
I think it's the keto diet that she's on, you know?
You are tripping.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I'm in a great mood today. I was pretty grumpy over the weekend, though.
You were?
Well,
the weekend. Well,
there was bread cooking in my house all weekend. It smelled amazing. And I was looking at these loaves getting wrapped up and taken with the kid back home to Berkeley. He's like, oh, my God, I came up to bring all this bread home. I'm like, don't take it. Give it to me. Anyhow. Yeah, no, I'm in a great mood. I'm just happy to be here. Best week ever. It's a good week to be alive, you guys. Look at that window. It's
Did he get mad at you about your recent disclosure on the show that he shampoos with Rogaine? Oh, really? He did get mad.
Well, he mentioned one other thing that he doesn't want me to talk about, so I won't do that. And then I thought to myself, oops, hope he doesn't know about the Rogaine thing. Anywho, tomorrow is a big day for a lot of reasons. First of all, tomorrow night, Survivor's back on. It's a two-hour season premiere for it's the $2 million prize this time. I don't know what the name of it is exactly, like winners versus winners or something, but it's all people who previously have won seasons. Mm-hmm. And then here on the station all day tomorrow.
I'm all about Yule.
Oh, you're going Yule the whole way?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that he lived right here.
Yeah. Well, it turns out he lives in Los Altos, right?
Why wouldn't I vote for him?
Yeah. At the time that he won, did you say it was like 16 years ago?
2006 is, I thought,
read. So 13 or so years ago.
I was in Oregon 14. At the time.
At the time, I want to say he was living like Palo Alto or something.
Yeah.
Like
he's a Stanford grad, according to the article. And it mentioned a couple locations, Concord, and then...
But he's a Bay Area dude.
Yeah, he's Los Altos. Yeah, so, I'm all Yule.
Well, I'm going to let it play out, you know? I don't like to marry someone just because they live nearby.
That's who you marry.
Yeah, but that, you know, wasn't my intention. I just happened to find the perfect guy.
Most of us end up with people by proximity. That's how that works.
I'm not going to make that mistake again.
Your BFF is your neighbor on your street. That's how that happens.
Oh, that's true.
Or the kid in school that you sit next to.
Well, I like to think I've grown as a person, and as I've matured, I've tried to widen my horizons.
All right.
Well, for games, you root for the home team.
That's true. I root for Boston every time. That's why Boston Rob is my favorite going. I didn't want to say it, but...
Oh, so you're voting for Boston Rob.
I love Boston Rob. Boston, Parvati. I love Sandra. Yule, yes. Go Yule. I'll jump on that bandwagon if he gets down the line there.
You're going to spread your vote so thin, your vote doesn't count for nothing.
Well, Boston Rob's my number one. Parvati's number two. I'll give Yule number three, even though I love Sandra. Anyway, also tomorrow, because tomorrow's a big day. It's awesome that Survivor's starting. But Backstreet's back! All right! That's right, guys. The Backstreet Boys are coming back to town. And tomorrow is I Want It Wednesday.
Wow.
Yep. Every hour from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow on the Fives, Colin and I will get tickets to the Backstreet Boys at either the Concord Pavilion on Friday, August 14th, or the Shoreline Amphitheater on Saturday, August 15th. Did you work out the ticket thing yet? Tickets go on sale this Friday, February 14th at noon at LiveNation.com. I've asked you three times on the air.
Don't question the fast facts, all right? Just read the thing and promote the thing.
Anyway, all day tomorrow, every hour, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. I want it Wednesday. Backstreet's back. All right. All right, man.
About a quarter after nine on a Tuesday morning. Here's some of the texts you guys sent in. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Took my six-month-old granddaughter to Chase Warriors on Christmas. She loved it. Oh. 6 months?
So how do you know she loved it? She didn't even know where she was.
Listen to this. Okay. I love that people listen.
Closely?
Yeah. Hmm. 510 says, dang, our boy Diego got straight up replaced by the new boy Nico.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing when you were talking about Nico the other day. I'm like, oh, there you go. Your BFF is the guy who lives next door to you.
So Nico is Trina's kid, and Diego is Annalisa's kid.
Oh.
So they're both the kids
so they
of
weren't
my
no-
wife's
neighborhood
best friends.
Kids.
No, they're
all right.
My wife's best friend's kids, and whenever they come over, they bring their kids.
And it's like, and you're your wife's kids, well, so you hang out with
right,
the kids.
Right, I hang out with them, and often they're like, can I use your skateboard? Can I ride your bike? And each time I'm like, of course. Dude, go rip it up.
Can I use your fishing pole?
I don't have one of those. I don't fish.
Do you have one of those tops you can make walk the dog?
No. Anyway, Nico, or sorry, Diego
has not. Do you
have any Playboy
stashed away anywhere?
You want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
So Diego's just a normal young man. I told you he's got a YouTube channel. Mm, he's a big
12 or 14 subscribers.
Right.
And he gave away the skateboard that you gave him as a prize.
He addresses the people watching as his fans. I'm like, oh my God. I can't believe he just, well, I am watching. I guess I'm a Diego fan. Anyway, he got a perm.
Oh.
And I'm
how
like,
exciting. Let's look, tell us
Diego's got a fro now.
Do you know his handle? Oh, no.
Well, don't
you
say see. It into the mic.
I can't.
Although, I'm sure he'd love to have more fans.
Well, I thought, yeah.
I don't know that his
mom
wants him to
be
doing someone who goes.
Write it down. Write it down. I want to see this fro.
I got to look him up. I don't know where. I don't. Anyway, it's just funny that that's something we did in the eight. Like, I didn't do it because my hair wouldn't have taken a perm in a million years. But because it was so thick, it wasn't. But Jason Sisko got a perm.
Oh, nice. Jason Sisko's a good looking guy.
Seventh or eighth grade? You. Always trying to make me jealous.
It's easy. I don't even have to try that hard.
Anyway. The kids now are getting perms.
Not as good looking as Jan.
Right.
You. Today's my birthday. Can I get a birthday shout out? Thanks so much.
Oh,
Debbie.
Is that from Christina?
It's not.
Oh.
It's from Debbie.
Debbie, happy birthday to you. By the way, don't let Vinny's tough guy act fool you. When we were, I think it was maybe the 8 o'clock break.
Yeah.
You walked out of the room and I'm like, what's that? And Bryn holds the door open and there's Vinny singing happy birthday to the one he loves over the phone.
What are you doing?
Don't worry, I didn't post it.
Did
I just have your back against her with the crying thing?
Which was total
BS. And then what
do
you do? You sell me out when I'm out there?
Say, look, man, it shows you have a heart.
Nicole, I'm going to need you to start jumping in and defending me. You saw him crying too, didn't you?
I did. Beautiful thing. Who crying?
You!
What?
No, I heard the door open and
we're talking about the birthday singing and suddenly we're talking
about that. Oh my God, Bryn.
Nicole. Sarah. Remember we were talking about how to pick your place? Whenever you see me getting beat up, you jump
in. Okay. Got it.
Girl.
Vinny.
Need a girl on my side.
Yeah, girls stick together.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Except when we don't. Bitches. God, we're the worst.
It just says, Vinny, end. Saying you can't do anything with a baby, you can. I've gone to Europe with my 1.5-year-old and leaving to Puerto Rico today with her. Look, that is great. And I've seen
fun.
I've seen you at Disneyland. Mm. I've seen you in airports. And I've seen you all over the place. And to me, it doesn't look like you're having fun. Mm-mm. Like, there's something about travel that should leave you free. And
it's already stressful. It should leave you free, but it doesn't. You're lugging your crap everywhere. Now you got all the baby's crap, too.
Right. It's to me, that's not worth it.
No.
So
I'm
we're staying home, and we'll be done with this soon enough.
Yeah.
As long as we can get her to that point. You know, babies need to be saved from themselves.
Sure. Plus, we got to get some more pride and joys into that pot, you know.
Right. Kansas City, Kansas is the same city in Missouri. It's just separated by a river, which is the state line. So it's technically two cities. Oh. I don't know anything about it. I never lived there, and I've never been there.
I don't know about that, but maybe. You know, what do I know? Nothing. I get it proved to me over and over. I used to think I knew everything until I found out I don't know anything.
Of course, Kansas City, Kansas is actually only 3.5 miles from Kansas City, Missouri. So you can see the confusion.
Oh, it is? Right over. So
Kansas City is split between the states. One city, two states.
Okay.
Well, look it up. Can anybody look it up?
I'm looking right now. I'm reading through. Hold on.
All right.
Yeah. Don't mean technically.
Then we sit here like we don't know how to Google stuff.
Well, I guess we don't. I mean.
So, well, what it says in plain words is just that Kansas City is in the state of Missouri and Kansas City is in the state of Kansas, two separate cities. But I'm trying to see see if they're connected.
Well, it sounds like maybe they are. These people are saying it's separated by the river. Then I'm like, so why is there any? Why don't people just say, why can't Kansas just own the whole thing if they're right there? It seems so dumb. Or, I don't know.
Sarah, you are absolutely right about Biden, but it has to be blue no matter what because it is the judges and the platform.
I 100% agree with that. So if it's Biden, I will vote for Biden.
Yes, Sarah, I'm with you all the way. The judicial branch has been warped.
Yeah. Well, that's who appoints the judges. Hundreds, over 1,000 judges. We're getting all pissed off about the Supreme Court, and I am pissed off about that. But it's the circuit judges. They're all getting conservative judges placed there, and it's going to wind up overturning stuff, people.
I love it. Sarah's on her political soapbox talking and talking and talking and making good points, by the way. And when she's finally finished, all Vinny has to say is, well, I don't know anything about that. That's a man for you.
I should not do it. This is honestly, we do actively try to bring you a show that isn't about the crap going down in the world today. We strive to be a haven from the whirlwind.
In my defense, as someone who knows and loves Sarah, mm-hmm. what she doesn't need is fuel for that fire.
That is true.
Anything I say would only further...
Right. You're right. Even if you were like agreeing with me, I'd find something to like ramp it up with. So I always tell my friends, like, don't talk about politics, you guys. It just makes... I just sit here and I feel the knot forming in my gut.
925 says 2-year-olds are the best birth control. I actually think you're out of the weeds by two. Mm. I understand they come with their challenges too, but now they're getting closer to pooping in toilets, mm-hmm.
putting their own clothes on,
get rid of the diapers. Right. They can say what they're tripping on.
Right, use your words.
Right, I feel a lot more comfortable at that age than I do at.
I liked them when they were like 9 and 7 too, like super awkward dorks and just and still were into us as parents and but looking to branch out and have their own fun and they could get their asses into their own seats and put their own belt buckles on or seat belts or whatever they're called, you know, the buckle things in the car. Like that's when they start to be people. 7 years old is like a great age. They say, isn't that the age of reason? Like you come into your own then and you start to become more self-aware. And
The
people you know, right. that say things.
Vinny tapping the Pliny the Younger this Saturday in Livermore. I'll be in line at 5 a.m. They open at 9. Been doing this for the last 10 years.
I like a good beer drunk early in the morning. No, beer buzz.
A once a year beer,
yeah,
they call it.
It's nice for you. You know, when I drink that early in the day. So there's a nap right around the corner. And then there's a bad feeling later in the day.
Why?
Because a beer buzz in the morning is like the last thing. It's the last thing I want. So you have that sort of fitful, passed out nap. And then you wake up and you're like, ugh. Then you have to drink that night, you know, just to get past that.
I think that's, you know, a young person's game. I certainly had lots of fun.
Mm. With a good beer buzz early in the morning.
Well, going for a surf. No one's got to do anything that day. You get good and wasted mid-morning there.
Oh, that sounds after safe.
After a surf.
Oh, all right.
And then you sleep it off. And
on the beach, getting sunburned.
Right. Well, yeah. And then you just play a little wiffle ball or something stupid and get started again and
woo!
Get a shower in and go out and party even
Why
harder.
Why bother?
Well, because, you know.
Girls.
Right. Mm. Sand in your shorts is not.
Make it the perfect day.
My husband complains all the time that he's too old for these damn kids.
Mm. Yeah, well.
That's been said once or twice at my house. Because really.
That's nice, though. I mean, you'll be 18. I mean, wait, your daughter will be 18 and you'll be 68. That'll be good.
Sarah. Oh, this is funny because this person sent this early. Sarah, no jacket today. Love the pink shirt, you sexy beast. And then an hour later, this person writes in, spoke too soon because the jacket was back.
Well, it can't, you know, it just, my hands get really cold if I don't have my jacket on. They're actually pretty good right now. Now I'll take my jacket off and see how I do.
Well, it doesn't matter. We're out of time.
Oh.
All right, bye.
See you later.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Best week ever. It's going to be great.
Jane wrote me this morning, so it is the best week ever.
Oh. She didn't write me. Boy, should I be jealous.
You should be jealous, loser.
Oh, no, there she is.
Oh, she did write you?
No, she didn't.
Oh, phew. She liked that I had mentioned she always does kisses on the napkin in the studio.
Yeah.
And she, I have to, anyway, I can't find it. But it was one of those things where she said, hey, how about kisses on a napkin?
Something a little flirty.
Well, I don't even have chapstick, much less lipstick.
Oh, she wanted you to leave her one.
I don't know. Maybe, I guess. I don't have anything.
Do we have any lipstick in the office?
I don't know, but maybe we use like Sharpie or.
You know what I won't do?
Imagine
use random lipstick on my mouth.
It's Nicole's
that's
lipstick. Not, you put lipstick on
lipstick.
And then
that's
I don't
know.
The
you know what, Nicole?
I bet
is
you'd
one
leave
those...
a nice lip print.
What?
I bet you'd leave a nice lip print.
I bet you
have very
would.
Pretty
I mean,
lips.
I have nice kissable lips.
You sure got a pretty mouth, boy.
Thanks. Okay, this has gotten weird. I'm gonna leave. You guys.
Oh, we're gonna hang out for a while. I can't even keep a straight face through it. Listen, the best week ever continues tomorrow. All day long, we've got tickets for I Want It Wednesday. That's the Backstreet Boys. Backstreet's back. All right. So we have tickets for the Backstreet Boys all day. And Survivor is tomorrow night. Oh, my God. Get her done today because it's Tuesday.
That's what it feels like in here. It's weird.
It's like a washing machine.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.